German female ISIS recruit charged with murder of 5-year-old slave. By Victoria Friedman on December 29, 2018. A German female Islamic State member is facing war crimes charges after she allowed a 5-year-old slave she kept with her husband in Syria to die of thirst while chained outside under the blazing sun. Jennifer W., 27, bought the child with her husband, also a jihadist, in 2015 while they were living in Islamic State-occupied Mosul, Iraq, reports Der Spiegel. The young house slave became ill and wet the bed, and as punishment was chained outside without any water to drink, where she was left until she died. The German Federal Prosecutor's Office said Friday. After the girl fell ill and wet her mattress, the husband of the accused chained her up outside as punishment and let the child die of thirst in the scorching heat. The accused allowed her husband to do so and did nothing to save the girl, the statement continued. The BBC reports that the girl was part of a group of prisoners of war that Jennifer W. and her husband bought in the summer of 2015. It is believed the child was a member of the Yazidi minority. After Islamic State committed genocide against the minority group and ejected them from their homeland in northern Iraq. It is believed that 5,000 Yazidi men were killed in the Sinjar massacre in August 2014, with up to 10,000 women and children being sold in servitude and sex slavery by the terror group. It is alleged by the prosecution that the 27-year-old German traveled to Iraq and Syria, via Turkey, in August 2014. According to investigators, she then joined Islamic State's morality police and patrolled the Iraqi cities of Fallujah and Mosul in the evenings. Her task was to ensure that women comply with the behavioral and clothing regulations established by the terrorist organization, prosecutors said in a statement. For intimidation, the accused carried a Kalashnikov assault rifle, a pistol, and an explosives vest, the prosecutor's office said, noting that Islamic State paid her between £55 and £80, $70-$100, per month. At the end of January 2016, she returned to Turkey to apply for new German identity papers at the embassy in Ankara, where she was arrested by Turkish security services upon leaving the building and extradited to Germany. Authorities allowed her to return to her home in Lower Saxony due to a lack of evidence against her. The jihadist's declared goal was to return to Islamic State-controlled territory, prosecutors said, and on June 29, 2018, she was arrested by Germany authorities as she attempted to return to Syria. Some 200 women are said to have left Germany for Syria and Iraq, with dozens having since returned.